Francine is with her friend Yvette near the Okapi Bar, a popular nightclub pulsating with Lingala music where locals, including Congolese soldiers, often mingle with women and girls from the town of Bunia, the capital of Congo's northeast Ituri province. Soldiers from the UN mission in Congo, known as MONUC, used to come to this bar, but that was before charges surfaced that dozens of peacekeepers were having sex with underage Congolese girls, some as young as 12 years old. Some peacekeepers are accused of raping Congolese women and girls, allegations the UN is investigating. Some of the girls, driven to sex work by extreme poverty induced by 5 years of war and numerous post-war flare-ups, were given food or money in exchange for sex. $1 is so standard a rate for sex in this region that those who allegedly have sex with UN soldiers are known as $1 girls. Both Francine, who is 16 years old, and Yvette, who is 14, have had sex with MONUC soldiers in exchange for food or money. Yvette speaks to a translator.
She didn't know what would happen to her. When they got there, that girl had already negotiated with the soldiers that she'd bring them some girls. So that's why, in such a way, she was found in that camp and she could not do anything. After performing sex, Morocco soldiers only gave them milk.
The girls said their initiation into sex came suddenly and violently. Last year, Francine was gang-raped by 6 men from a rival ethnic militia. At 10, Yvette was raped by a militia soldier during a raid on her village. Everything her family owned was looted. Rape is a weapon of war in Congo's ongoing conflict, in which tens of thousands of women and children have been victims. Despite a peace deal signed 2 years ago by Congo's warring militias, the violence has escalated in the northeastern Ituri province, and with it, sexual violence, say health workers. Doctors Without Borders, which operates several clinics in the region, says about 2,500 rape victims, three-quarters of them gang-raped by militia groups, have been treated in Bunia in the past 20 months. In Bunia, even with the presence of hundreds of UN troops, human rights groups say at least 10 women are raped every day. The pervasive sexual violence and exploitation has been accompanied by a huge increase in the number of women and girls willing to trade sex for money, food, or protection. The line between rape and negotiated sex is blurred, as many women are pressured to engage in what is being called survival sex to feed themselves and their families. And as Bunia's District Commissioner Petronila Vawika explains, the women and girls usually target MONUC soldiers, about 10,000 of whom began arriving in Congo 5 years ago from Morocco, India, Pakistan, South Africa, Nepal, and Bangladesh to help end the country's war. Most often, the women and girls approach them under the pretext of selling bananas or cassava patties.
On peut dire que tout n'est pas un viol forcé.
We know that there were some cases of rape, but more than that, there was even some cases of prostitution. This prostitution can be justified by the war. Even some women who even are living in their household, they are obliged to go make prostitution with soldiers, because only soldiers after war have money. So they go to get money to feed their family.
Ms. Vawika sees that some of the women and girls have sunk deeper into poverty by their association with the MONUC soldiers, who, because they have immunity from prosecution by Congolese authorities, are not required to pay child support for their children by Congolese women.
La communauté internationale, les gens de la MONUC, chez nous, ils ont une immunité.
The MONUC members, they can't be arrested here in Congo. There are some of them who left the children here. So the question is now, who is going to pay a rent for those children?
Many Congolese tolerate the sex trade with the UN soldiers, saying the UN troops pay. The militias, they say, take without paying. It is a twisted logic born of too many years of war. The United Nations has implemented non-fraternization rules forbidding UN soldiers from having sex with Congolese women. But, according to a UN report released in November, there has been zero compliance with the new policy. Obviously, some peacekeepers have not gotten the message. But it is a policy with which the United States Congress has called for strict enforcement. MONUC spokesman Kamal Seki.
We are looking at all the angles of how we can address the problem, not only internally, but also within the context. A war situation, abject poverty, people who come and have some type of leverage. This is our recipe if you do not have a very clear and ambiguous policy and a systematic awareness and education approach, because also this is needed.
Meanwhile, the United Nations is investigating 71 allegations of sexual abuse against military personnel, and one case involving a UN civilian who allegedly videotaped sex acts with Congolese children. The allegations are undermining an already difficult mission, which is widely criticized by the Congolese for its inaction as violence in the region escalates. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News.